Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Happy New Year. Today I'd like to share these thoughts from the late Adrian Rogers. He wrote, "We can live this coming year without fear if we apply these four incredibly wonderful truths to our lives and root them deep into our hearts. Number one, the contentment of his provision. Contentment is not getting what you want, it's wanting what you already have. 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 8 says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content." If you know Jesus Christ, you have contentment. If you've got clothes on your back, something to eat, and Jesus Christ in your heart, you're rich. Second, the companionship of his presence. What's another reason we may fear in the coming year? Because we're afraid we're going to have to face something we don't understand, and we're going to have to face it alone. When God's word promises that God will never forsake you, it literally means that he will never abandon you. He will not give up on you. We need to practice the presence of the Lord this coming year. Third, the confidence of his promise. We're going to zero in on a little phrase in our verses in Hebrews. "He hath said." A promise is no better than the one who makes it. Who says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee"? It's the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God. This is the confidence of his promise. In the coming year, when you say, "God, I just don't have the strength," the omnipotent God will answer, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." When you say, "God, I'm afraid of what's going to happen," the omnipresent God says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." And when you say, "God, I don't know what to do," the omniscient God will respond, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He himself hath said it." And last, the comfort of his protection. Hebrews 13:6 promises, "So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Now put that with verse 5, which says, "He hath said." Like I said earlier, I don't know what you're going to go through this coming year, but I know you can boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, so I will not fear what man shall do to me." When you find your contentment, companionship, and confidence in Jesus, then you'll find your comfort and courage in Jesus. Some good reminders from the late Dr. Adrian Rogers. Well, I look forward to serving the Lord here at WRVM right along with each of you who help to support the ministry with your gifts and prayers. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. Visit us online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.